Ever feel like you're drowning in information, but still thirsty for real knowledge?
Yeah,
Like you
absolutely.
want to understand what drives progress, what makes things actually work.
Right.
Well, that's why we're here, diving deep into the core of how things change, how things get better.
Exactly.
And today, we're zeroing in on something super fundamental.
Okay.
It's this idea of innovation, experimentation, and taking those calculated risks.
Interesting.
We're talking about whether you're launching something totally new or just figuring out a smarter way to do what you already do.
Right, yeah.
And to really unpack this, we've got some seriously interesting sources.
So what do we got to work with?
We're looking at this insightful piece by Sean Van Tine.
Okay.
He really digs into the wisdom of Mamie Jones, the author of Lead Extraordinary Change.
Yeah, I've heard of her, sure.
And he brings up those classic examples we all love. Like, remember how 3M's Post-it notes came about?
Oh yeah, totally.
A happy accident,
Yep,
right?
definitely.
And then there's Netflix. They're constantly A/B testing their algorithms.
Oh yeah, they never stop tweaking things.
Exactly. And we also have Mamie Jones's own thoughts on this from a Forbes article.
Oh, nice. So we're getting it straight from the source.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is distill the real meat of this topic.
Yeah.
What are those key takeaways about why this whole approach is so crucial?
Makes sense.
So let's start with that first leap.
Okay.
You have an idea, now what?
Yeah, you got to do something with it.
Right, you actually have to put it out there. Mamie Jones really nails this.
What does she say?
She talks about the courage to test your idea in the real world, see if it actually connects with people.
Yeah, you can't just live in your head.
No way. And it's that testing, that action that seems to be the spark.
More than the idea itself.
It's like, yeah, you have the idea, but then what you do with it.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
And she's really big on the follow-through, too.
Like, what happens after you put it out there?
You refine it, you adjust based on what you learned, that back and forth, that iterative process.
Yeah.
That's where those truly innovative ideas seem to come from.
It's interesting, right? Because it's not just about having that initial spark of brilliance.
Totally.
It's about what you do with it. It's like, you know that saying, genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration.
Totally.
It's about the work you put in after that initial idea.
Absolutely. And you know what's fascinating? This courage to experiment, it's not always something you're born with.
Oh, interesting. So it can be cultivated.
Yeah, Van Tine touches on this. He says a supportive environment can actually nurture that willingness to experiment.
It's like giving people permission to try things.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Think about those Post-it notes again. That wasn't a planned invention.
No, it was a mistake, wasn't
It
it?
was like this perceived failure, this glue that didn't quite stick right.
Right.
But someone saw the potential.
They were like, wait, this could be useful for something else.
Exactly. And importantly, they were in an environment where that exploration was possible.
Yeah, they weren't shut down for messing up.
Makes you think, right?
About what?
How many awesome ideas never see the light of day
Yeah.
because people are too afraid to even try?
Or they don't have that support system around them.
Exactly. So, okay, we've got those serendipitous discoveries,
Yeah.
but let's get even more intentional.
Okay.
Why is this active embrace of experimentation? Why is it so crucial?
Good question.
Our sources, they point to some huge benefits.
Like what?
Well, for one, it's like this massive boost for creativity.
Oh, how so?
Van Tine makes this point. When you have the freedom to try things out, you break free from conventional thinking.
Ah, you're not stuck in the same old rut.
Exactly. And that's where those truly novel solutions come from.
You're going beyond the obvious answers.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
about making space for those aha moments.
Yeah, like that one.
And, if you think about it from a cognitive perspective,
Okay, like how our brains work.
yeah, experimentation lets us challenge those assumptions we all carry around.
The way we automatically think about things.
Right. We might have a certain way of approaching a problem,
Yeah.
but by trying different things, even things that seem totally unrelated,
Yeah.
we can stumble onto entirely new perspectives,
Ah, interesting.
solutions we never would have imagined
So it's
otherwise.
like shaking up our mental models.
Yeah, exactly. And that leads to truly original insights.
I like that.
But of course, not every experiment is going to be a slam dunk.
Right, yeah. Some things are going to flop.
And that brings us to another benefit.
Which is?
It builds resilience.
Okay.
Experimentation, by its very nature, it involves setbacks.
Sure.
And the key is learning to see those not as failures,
But is.
data points,
Oh, okay.
information that helps you get better. It's about constant improvement.
Like you try something, it doesn't work, but you learn from it.
Exactly. You adapt, you refine your approach.
So it's more about the process than the outcome.
Yeah, in a way, it's about developing that muscle for bouncing back.
Makes sense. And it really makes you think about how organizations, how even individuals frame those inevitable missteps.
Totally.
Is it like, oh, you messed up?
Yeah.
Or is it, okay, what can we learn from this?
Right. Our sources are really pushing for that second
A
one.
learning mindset.
Yeah, when failure isn't this big, scary thing, it lowers the barrier to even trying in the first place.
Right. People are more willing to take chances if they know it's okay to mess up.
Exactly. Like, imagine if every time you tried something new and it didn't work, it was the end of the world.
Oh, that would be awful.
You'd never want to try anything new.
No way.
But when you know that a misstep is just a chance to learn,
Yeah.
it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
Absolutely.
Now, here's a benefit that might not be as obvious,
Okay.
but it's powerful. It actually boosts engagement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Van Tine points this out. When people have the power to take those calculated risks, they feel more invested in their work.
They're not just cogs in a machine.
Exactly. They have ownership.
And they can actually see their ideas come to life.
Right. And that can totally change how productive they are and just their overall morale.
It's like when you feel like you're contributing something real, not just doing busy work,
Yeah.
you're going to be way more engaged.
Absolutely. And you know, in today's world, things are changing so
Oh,
fast,
yeah.
like at warp speed.
It can be hard to keep up.
It is. And that's why adapting quickly is so vital.
Makes sense.
Our sources highlight how rapid testing and iteration,
Yeah.
they allow organizations to stay agile, to roll with those
But
punches.
don't get left behind.
Exactly. Van Tine specifically talks about Netflix.
Yeah.
They're constantly experimenting with those recommendation algorithms.
Trying to figure out what works best.
It's that ongoing trial and error that keeps them ahead of the
And
game.
keeps us hooked on their shows.
Totally.
Yeah, you know, in such a dynamic environment, if you just stand still,
Yeah.
you're going to get trampled.
Exactly. Those organizations that are always questioning, always trying new approaches,
Yeah.
that's how they thrive.
They're not afraid to rock the boat a little bit.
No way. Even if things seem to be working okay.
Like Netflix isn't content with being successful today.
Right.
They're already thinking about tomorrow.
Totally. That experimental mindset is what keeps them relevant.
Long term.
Okay, so we've talked about why embracing experimentation is so important,
Yeah, it's a good thing.
but how do we actually make it happen?
Right. How do we cultivate that kind of environment?
Our sources give us some really practical advice.
Lay it on me.
First up, psychological safety.
Oh, that's a big one.
It is. Van Tine talks about Google's Project Aristotle.
Okay, what's that about?
They found that feeling safe to share your ideas, to take risks without fear,
Yeah.
that's the most important thing for high-performing teams.
It makes sense. If you're terrified of making a mistake,
Yeah,
you're not going to try anything new.
exactly. It's about building that trust, that respect.
So people feel comfortable being vulnerable.
Yes, and seeing that vulnerability as a strength, not a weakness.
That's important.
Now, another key thing is setting clear parameters.
So there are boundaries.
Yeah, it might seem counterintuitive.
Like we're encouraging experimentation, but also setting limits.
But that's what our sources emphasize. You want that freedom, but within a framework.
To keep things on track.
Exactly. It's about making sure those experiments actually support the organization's goals.
So you're not just experimenting for the sake of experimenting.
Right. You have autonomy, but you're still focused.
I like that analogy of the artist in the canvas.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
You know, you want to give them the freedom to express themselves, but the canvas itself provides a structure.
Yeah, it gives them boundaries.
Exactly. Clear parameters for experimentation, they channel that creative energy in a productive direction.
And make sure everyone's rowing in the same direction.
Right.
Okay, this next one is so important.
What is it?
Celebrate failures as learning opportunities.
Ah, yeah, that's huge.
It is. Both Van Tine and Jones talk about this. It's about changing how we view failure.
Yeah, not as a bad thing.
Right, not as the end of the world, but as a valuable source of information.
Like, okay, that didn't work, but what did we learn?
Exactly. Van Tine brings up Amazon's fail fast philosophy,
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
and he uses the example of the Fire Phone.
Okay.
It was a flop commercially,
Right, didn't really take off.
but they learned so much from it.
Like what?
That knowledge actually led to the development of Alexa and Echo.
Wow, so they turned that failure into a massive success.
They did. It shows you how a setback can fuel future innovation.
Yeah, it's like if you're not failing sometimes, you're probably not pushing hard enough.
Totally. And it's this shift in mindset.
Like not seeing failure as this judgment on you?
It's seeing it as data.
Yeah.
It's about growth, about getting better.
Makes sense.
And it prevents people from being too scared to take risks.
Right, because they know it's okay to make mistakes.
Okay, here's the thing, though. You can't just tell people to experiment.
Right. You have to give them the tools to do it.
Exactly. Our sources talk about the importance of resources.
Time, money, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Time, budget, maybe even dedicated spaces like innovation labs.
Yeah, where people can actually tinker and try things out.
You can't expect people to explore new ideas if they don't have the support to do it.
No way.
And it's not just about saying, okay, go experiment.
Right.
It's about making a real commitment.
Putting your money where your mouth is?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe setting aside time for those exploratory projects.
Or giving them some seed funding to test their ideas.
Maybe even investing in some specialized software or facilities.
Whatever it takes to make those experiments happen.
Right. And finally, our sources highlight collaboration.
Working together.
Yeah, especially across different teams.
Like cross-functional teams.
Exactly. Yeah. When you bring people together from different backgrounds with different skills,
yeah.
That's where the magic happens.
They can bounce ideas off each other.
They challenge each other's assumptions.
And come up with solutions that nobody would have thought of on their own.
And those cross-functional teams, they break down those silos.
Right, those walls that keep people separated.
It's about getting those unexpected combinations of perspectives.
And that can lead to some truly groundbreaking thinking.
So as you're listening to this, I want you to think about your own experiences.
Okay.
Have you ever had an experiment blow up in your face?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we all have.
But then looking back, it actually led to something better.
Yeah, like a blessing in disguise.
Exactly. Or think about the teams you're a part of.
Yeah.
How could having that sense of safety, that freedom to speak your mind,
yeah,
how could that change things? Would people be more willing to share their ideas?
To take risks.
To really push the boundaries? Because this isn't just theory.
Right. Yeah, it's real life.
It impacts how we work, how we innovate, how we move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's also worth thinking about those times when you felt most empowered to experiment.
Okay.
Like, what was it about that environment that made you feel so free to try new things?
Oh, that's a good question.
And on the flip side, when have you felt stifled?
Yeah.
Held back? What was the impact on your creativity?
On your motivation.
Right, because those environments, they really do shape how we think and how we work.
Okay, let's sum up what we've learned from these amazing sources.
All right.
They have this clear, powerful message.
Which is?
If you want to unlock innovation.
Yeah.
You have to actively encourage experimentation.
And be okay with a little bit of risk.
Exactly. Those calculated risks. It's all about navigating this crazy, ever-changing world.
And remember those key takeaways.
Yeah, what were they again?
Psychological safety. That's the foundation.
Absolutely.
And failures, they're not the enemy. They're learning opportunities.
Right. Valuable data points.
And don't forget resources. People need the time, the money, the tools to actually experiment.
Yeah, you got to give them the means to make it happen.
And then there's collaboration. Bringing those different minds together.
Cross-functional teams.
Yeah, that's where you get those truly innovative breakthroughs.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on.
Okay.
Think about one area in your work, in your life, where you could try a little experiment.
A small experiment.
What's one question you could test?
What could you learn from it, even if it doesn't go exactly as planned?
Because sometimes those unexpected results,
yeah,
they lead to the most amazing discoveries.
It's about taking that first step, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Embracing that uncertainty.
Yeah.
And seeing where it takes you.
Who knows what you might find.